Hello, everybody. This is, well, me, and it is January 22nd, 2015. And I just had a very interesting experience, which some of you listening to this might have already had. Now, I fell asleep, which isn't interesting at all. I just fell asleep. I needed a nap, so I took one. Woke up, and I noticed my head was a little warm. Okay, well, the back of my head was a little warm. I'm like, oh. Well, I put my phone under my pillow, which normally works. Oh. Except this time it didn't. And I've never seen it do this. But my phone got extremely hot. And let's see, okay. Let me just very quickly. Oh, I hear the clock. Cool. Anyway, so my phone got really, 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 really hot. And I'm like, okay, so I unlocked my phone. I'm like, ow, this is hot. And it said temperature. And then it said this phone cannot be used until it cools off. You know, it'd be really cool if the phone had a built-in temperature gauge to tell either the inside temperature of the house or the outside temperature, you know, so you can know whether to control your thermostat. You know, that would be really cool. Oh, this is cool. I don't know how they mounted this, but yeah. Anyway. So I was just resetting my modem. I can't reach, so we rigged up a little switch for me to do that. So anyway, but yeah, it was, yeah, do not use your phone until it cools off. And it was hot. It was really hot. Like, I kind of panicked because I thought that that it was going to be like that day when my phone, my old phone, 2 years ago, 3 years ago actually now, died. So, you know, it was interesting. It was interesting. It would be really cool if they could actually expand that to let's see what this temperature is, you know, using this technology. That'd be nice, now that I've seen this in action. So anyway, guys, have fun. Take care. I am going to prepare myself for the evening. I've got company coming tomorrow, which should be fun. So we will see what happens.